This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Always, God, I'll tell you what, you know, Bridget reminded me of my mother and my aunt when they get together. Now, they both have accents. They've been here for 100 years. They'll both slap me later. And once they get into something that they're passionate about, my God, they don't stop. You know, and she is, as you can see, she is passionate. Not nasty, but she's definitely passionate. The you know, I always tell you to get off your butts and go out and vote. You need to do something. You need to do something to get your people elected. You need to do something to make sure that the person that you know is going to do the job for us gets elected, gets the job. And that if they don't do the job for you, if we send them to Congress or the Senate or what have you, or the Assembly, some states have, I don't know what they have. Anyway, the right? I mean, you need to vote them out kind of thing? Well, apparently, my listeners in North Carolina have taken this to a whole different level. So North Carolina has found a little over 2,200 registered voters over the age of 110. So apparently I've shaken something up there where I'm actually getting them to go out to vote. Yeah, well, I'd love to take credit for that, huh? If they were real, I'd love to take credit for it. Not so much in this way. Now, North Carolina voter rolls show that the Tar Heel State has 2,200-plus voters that are at least 110 years of age. Now, I don't say that you couldn't have somebody 110 years old. Don't get me wrong. Almost all of them are Democrats, though. And most seem to live in four Democrat-controlled counties. Some of these age voters have already voted absentee. Is there, now this is a question I've had all my life. Is there a shuttle for mail from heaven? I'm just asking. I don't know. In fact, it seems like North Carolina has an awful lot of voters that are 112, 114. The Carolina Transparency Project did a review of the voter rolls this year and found that there are 631 Democrats who are at least 112 years old. By contrast, the Republicans can only find 112 voters in the state, and 40 voters are unaffiliated. It gets worse. Two voters, yes, they've already voted in early voting, are over 150. What are these people eating? Right? That's great. A couple are over 150. In Gaston County, there's one that's 154. And in Granville County, there's one that's 160. And, no, we don't need voter ID at all, do we? Now, this isn't necessarily evidence of vote theft. It could be a massively failed voter registration system, although it's notable that the largest number of these votes just happen to be Democrats. But whatever is the case, it's highly unlikely to have this many centarian voters still able to get out of their wheelchairs or out of retirement homes and have a run down to the polling place. Come on, seriously. If these people are out voting in any kind of decent numbers, right, we got a problem here, don't you think? I mean, I know people that are 60, 70 years old that won't go out to vote. I don't know. I do get a kick out of this stuff. I've always thought it was amusing that the Dems will tell you there is no voter fraud, and whatever voter fraud we have, it's really not worth getting upset over. Because the numbers are just so small, they don't matter. Right? You know how I've been making fun of Snopes for years. Right? And I keep saying Snopes is a joke. You guys need to wake up. You need to stop using it as a place to do your checking for stories, you know. And even recently, they got caught big time lying about the DNC on several issues. But just in the last few days, right, one of their main political fact checkers for Snopes was finally exposed as a liberal hack. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. I have no inside information. I look at what they write. I look at how they spin it. You go to several other agencies to see, you know, how they're talking, what they're talking about. And Snopes just seems to be out in left field on quite a few of these. Well, let me rephrase that. They're out in left field on some of the right-wing issues that they report on. So, and it's too bad, because at one time they were the go-to site to make sure you had real information. Recently, however, the site has tried to pose as a political fact checker, but Snopes fact checking looks more like playing defense for prominent Democrats like Hillary. And its political fact checker describes herself as a liberal and has called Republicans regressive and afraid of the female agency. Now, Snopes' main political fact checker is a writer named Kim LaCapria. LaCapria? Close enough. Before writing, well, she won't have a job soon anyhow, so it won't matter. Before writing for Snopes, LaCapria wrote for The Inquisitor, a blog that, oddly enough, is known for publishing fake quotes and even downright hoaxes as much as anything else. Now, while at The Inquisitor, the future fact checker consistently displayed clear partisanship. No, I can't imagine she would do that. She described herself as openly left-leaning and a liberal. She trashed the Tea Party as jihadists. She called Bill Clinton one of the greatest presidents. Well, it's probably if you took all his other qualities or other abilities into... Never mind. Anyway, she claimed that conservatives only criticized Lena Dunham's comparisons of voting to sex because they fear the female agency. There ain't enough crack on the planet to get me to think like this. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We will be graced by Kimberly Marin right after this break. Get some coffee, sit down, relax. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Oh, the magic of radio. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I always appreciate I really do almost appreciate the almost, not almost. My God, what is it with the tongue and the lip tonight? I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the I always like to wind myself up in the beginning of the week. I really do. You know, because for me, it's about getting that heart pumping, about getting the blood pumping out of the whole nine yards. This is why I ask Kimberly Marin to join me every week, as she does here on The Real Side with Joe. If you can only see what I see in the studio, I don't know what to tell you. Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate you getting out of bed just to talk to me tonight.
I wasn't quite in bed yet. It's still early here. I'm not that old.
It's what?
I said it's still that early here. I'm not that old.
Oh, well, all right. Hey, I'm not going down that road. I'm not in your life. You know what I'm saying? Hey, well, it's gonna, I'll tell you what. Did you hear the first segment at all?
I heard part of it, but I was busy writing, so I couldn't listen because I can't do both.
Well, you don't get slapped on the wrist for not listening. It just I was going to say, you know, Bridget Gabriel is like one of those people that, you know, she came here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she came here as a legal immigrant. She assimilated to the life. She still understands her heritage. I don't know why this is such a problem for people to understand. I just don't get it. You have a lot of immigrants there, legal. I'm talking about legal immigrants. You have a lot of immigrants there in New Hampshire. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think we do have as many as other places, but our governor likes to accept refugees from Syria.
I know. It's just amazing. So, hey, here's one that I know will get your blood pumping, all right? Did you hear that legalized pot is making America's lower class poorer and less responsible? I mean, who would have thought? So, apparently, the pot is really having a dope pot, marijuana, Mary Jane, whatever you want to call it, whatever makes you happy. But apparently,
oh my God, that's old school.
Thank you. Who feels old now? Hey, pull my walker around front, will you? So I really thought this was hilarious that when they legalized pot here in California, and now they're trying to make it legal for recreational use. I mean, because we can't use Colorado as an example of what happens when you legalize it, just, you know, all the way down the road here. So the but in the same way that the lottery? You know, remember when the lottery first came out and everybody was saying, you know, it's hope for the poor? No, it's not hope for the poor. They spend their milk money on trying to hit the lottery so they can get out of being poor. But now what they're saying is that the legalization of marijuana, as it has become in some states and some areas, has really hurt mostly the elderly. I mean, I'm sorry, the poor.
The elderly?
I'm sorry, the poor. And made them less responsible, right? Do you believe this, or is this news to you?
I don't believe it, because the same people buying legalized marijuana now were buying it illegally before.
Yeah.
So there's, in my opinion, there's probably no difference in the people buying it.
Really? You don't think so? You don't think that people that were kind of sort of staying away from it or didn't use it that often because it was illegal, you don't think that those people might be using it a little bit more?
Even if they're using it a little bit more, it has less of an effect on people than alcohol. I mean, what happened after Prohibition? We can look at maybe the same type of thing happened at first, and then it stopped. But we're talking California here. I mean, all you got to do is go to San Francisco through that, what is it, the Haight-Ashbury?
Oh, yeah.
District, and that tells you all you need to know about some people, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just, I was going to try it because it's legal, but if we look back in history and saw what happened after Prohibition was lifted, we might see the same type of behavior, right?
Right. And you heard what your former state of Massachusetts is doing, right? Now they're taxing Uber drivers? No, they're calling it, excuse me, it's a fee. I didn't mean to say tax. I'm so sorry. It's a fee. And so they're tacking on a 5-cent fee on every ride, whatever direction it goes in, every ride an Uber driver takes. And you know what they're taxing them for? They're taxing them so they can subsidize the taxi companies who are losing money.
Does it surprise you?
No, me? Not at all. Not in the least.
No, not in Massachusetts. It doesn't surprise me at all. Big government politicians who are in bed with unions and monopolies like the taxi medallion people, they will do whatever those people want them to do. They don't care about consumers. They don't care about innovative people trying to make a living. They will, you know, bend over backwards to help their buddies.
Yeah, you know what I love about that, though, is you have the now you know about the medallions, right? You understand how powerful
Yes.
they are. All right, well, some of my listeners from in Texas don't understand what that's about. Give us a 2-minute overview.
Well, the medallion, number of these, they call them medallions. And basically what it does is create a monopoly in certain states. A bunch of states have these. So only a limited number are sold. So only a limited number of people can actually run taxi companies and run taxis. So and they're very expensive. In places like, it costs $100,000 for one. So, or even more. So it limits the number of people who can even get into that business, and it creates a monopoly. So those people have this little monopoly going, and that's why they don't give good service. They don't have to have care about what consumers want, and they basically screw over consumers, and they're in bed with the politicians who made this happen for them.
That sounds like such an East Coast thing to do. You know what I'm saying? When I was a kid growing up, I don't know if you remember this or you were still in Massachusetts at the time, but I remember a friend of my father's, they called him Joey Hot Dog, all right, because he owned a bunch of hot dog stands. Remember the hot dog stands that you could roll around by hand? They were a lot smaller than the ones that say. You got hot dogs and that was it, with some stuff on. Anyway, in the summertime, he would put girls in bikinis at the hot dog stands. And they would be under the bridges, you know, so when you pulled off the highway, you could stop and get a hot dog, or just before you got on, you could stop and get a hot dog. And we always wondered how he was able to get them there without any trouble. We found out later on that, you know, the cops got to eat for free, if you would. And that's how he got them. The guy always had a roll of money in his pocket. That's how the East Coast rolls. And people don't realize that's exactly how it rolls. You've got to have some money in there or else.
It's not like that everywhere.
No, I would imagine it's not like that everywhere. Hey, what do you think of the heat that what do you think of the fact that President Obama not going down? You're gonna have to wait for the break. I knew I was gonna be able to get this out. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins me. I promise you the next segment will be better because my tongue's gonna work then. We'll be right back. We're echoing. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
All right. Sit down. No dancing.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Welcome back. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's jump on. Kimberly Moran is joining us again, as she does every week, to try to, I don't know what she tries to do, tries to make me crazier than I already am, or she, I try to make some sense out of this stuff that I have no clue about, you know, and she is my, I don't know, can I call you a libertarian? Would that insult you tremendously, or what?
I'm not a member of any political party because I abhor them. I'm definitely a liberty activist, a liberty person.
Right. Okay. Good enough. Hey, on the...
I've been
there's some things you've been called I can't say on the radio, but it's cool, though. Anyhow.
Yeah.
The, but, all right, so, you know, we're watching all this noise about, and I'm going to do more about this in the third hour, but we're hearing all this noise about President Obama not going down to Louisiana, and I watched his team come out. Boy, did they cover for him, huh? I mean, he was standing there skinning cats alive in the middle of the town square, and they covered for this guy. George Bush, they ripped apart. Should he go down? Should he go down?
You know, honestly... The president should make a statement about it, but I don't think they should go down because it just causes more aggravation.
Right.
But what the left did, what was really bad is that Obama was still, you know, playing golf on his vacation on Martha's Vineyard. That was bad.
Well, listen,
he should have went back to the White House and said, you know, kept updated. This is a horrifying event that happened.
Right.
And the press said nothing. They railed Bush for what happened in Katrina, even though it was Democrat. Nguyen and the governor and mayor of Louisiana, of New Orleans, who screwed that up. They nailed them, Bush for that, and Democrats nailed and railed Bush for that. Oh, but they're silent when Obama doesn't go down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He could at least come out and did what he did with the, you know, when the reporter got beheaded, right? He could have at least come out and had a gym shorts on. I mean, not a gym, golf shorts on. And come out to the podium and give a few words about how his hearts and prayers went out to the people in Louisiana, and he was sending all he could send down there to help them out and hope they have a nice afternoon and moved on. But he didn't even do that.
He spent more time. He was a spokesman after the Michael Brown case, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did. You're all those cases. He has spent more time talking about police brutality and the inequality between, you know, colors and that kind of stuff than anything else. I mean, the guy's amazing to me. All right. He's going to make me sick and throw up my coffee, so we'll move on from him. Hey, so this week is going to be, there's an anniversary coming up this week about us old white fellas finally giving you women the right to vote. Us old white Democrats, right? Wrong? Maybe?
No. That was not old white Democrats. That was old white Republicans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Well, listen, I'm just reading what the Facebook says, right? I mean, as you know, it's Democrats gave women the right to vote. Democrats freed the slaves. Democrats gave the slaves personhood and all of that. Didn't you know that? Weren't you aware?
I'm aware that Democrats spew these lies. But I'm not one of those kind of women that just believes anything any politician tells her. So I actually researched for myself, and I know that Democrats didn't want women to get the right to vote because they knew women would vote for a Republican, which happened when women, during the next election, helped elect Harding and Coolidge. Push Harding aside, Coolidge was the greatest president this country ever had. Thanks, ladies. I don't know what happened since then. Women have been dumbed down. My gender is an embarrassment to me that they believe anything that comes out.
Well, now, wait a minute. I can help you with that, you know, because today there's groups I can get you with. If you want to identify with a different gender, they're more than happy to bring you in. Hello?
Oh, yeah, that's the patriarchy taking over feminists. I love it. It's a come full circle now. Feminism, when it first started, was actually for equal rights, not to treat men like crap, not to be special, have special rights. And because they demanded so many special rights and they demanded so much special treatment, oh, now it's back to the patriarchy taking over women's rights, you moron. It's fabulous. It's fantastic. Women are getting her. Now listen, so this week, all these Democrats are running around saying, oh, women's rights, and they're talking about the Paycheck Fairness Act. The Paycheck Fairness Act was voted down with a Democrat-controlled Congress. Why? Because it's one of the worst bills. Excuse me, I have to excuse my dry voice tonight. It's one of the worst bills that Congress ever tried to even pass. It will set women back decades in the workplace. And these, I'm trying not to say bad words. These Democrats are saying, oh, Republicans who didn't vote for it aren't for women's rights. Republicans who didn't vote for it aren't for women. No, Democrats who support this or voted for it absolutely despise women, and they are trying to take away our rights. Because what this Paycheck Fairness Act would do is make it so that women couldn't negotiate their salaries. Women couldn't negotiate different hours. Women couldn't negotiate a more flexible type of schedule. And because women wouldn't be able to get a better raise for doing the same job as a man, and vice versa. Why? Because the Paycheck Fairness Act wouldn't allow it. And that's what Democrats are trying to do, to screw women over this week.
Oh, you seem to be a little passionate about this. Let me ask you a question, though. This is like the minorities. This is like, okay, so you got the women, you've got minorities, you've got other groups out there that seem to just have this confused understanding of history. You've got the blacks. I mean, Trump said it. I don't care whether you hate him or not. It's so true that the blacks have been voting, minorities have been voting for Democrats 40, 50, 60 years in some of these areas. They have consistently had a lifestyle that's taken a nosedive. They've consistently had problems in their communities. Crime has gone up and jobs have gone down. I don't get what kind of Kool-Aid. I don't know. Is it Kool-Aid? Is it crack? Is it dope? What is it? What are we giving these people? What are they giving these people that's causing them to do this? Like little, what are they, zombies? Like little zombies.
Here's the thing. What Democrats did. See, Democrats have to lie. Democrats have to lie about their history. Democrats have to lie about what their policies actually have done and what their policies actually will do. Why? Because if Democrats actually told the truth about themselves, their history, and their policies, no one would ever vote Democrat again. Democrats aren't going to come out and say, hey, guess what? That war on poverty is going to make you be more poor. That, You know, it's going to break up the families in the black community. It's going to make more poverty. It's going to create more poverty. It's not going to do a damn thing to help y'all. But we're going to put it into place. This will make you feel good. That's what they do, and that's why. And they get votes for it. Because people are dumbed down and don't pay attention. They don't verify. I tell everyone, I don't care who a politician is,
mm-hmm.
Speak and verify. Never believe a politician. Verify what they're saying is the truth before believing them.
Oh, hey, look, I'm with you on this one. When it comes to voting this year, when it comes around to what's happening, I'm listening to people speak, and I don't buy that Trump is doing so poorly because I spoke with a group of Democrats on Friday evening. I was at an event, all men, and there was a bunch of Democrats there as well. And most of them said, look, I can't pull the lever for Hillary. I don't care if you cut my hand off and pull it for me. I can't do it. And I'm going to vote for Trump because there's nobody else I want to vote for. So, what is it going to take, or what is it that the Dems sell women as a whole to get them to keep voting for them? Again, it's the Republicans, it's the conservatives that have always looked to give equal rights to people. I don't know how the Dems are selling them this. I'm really confused about this.
And when this is why I'm embarrassed by my gender. Democrats are selling a load of crap, and women, unfortunately, are dumb enough to believe it. Democrats.
But let me interrupt you, though. Kimberly, when it comes to what's important to women, I mean, what is it that women see? And I always hear the same thing, you know, about jobs for their kids, about safety for their kids, safety for their family, that kind of stuff. And we've seen over and over again that under Republican rule, we are much safer than under Dem rule. I'm confused. I really am confused because logic just takes off.
Because these are the women your father warned you about.
Yeah, no kidding.
Seriously, I don't care. I know people who are extremely book smart, very intelligent women, but when it comes to politics, they are complete morons. I can present them with the facts, show them evidence and statistics of how Democrats are lying to them and they're wrong, and they still just can't believe it. Because you know why? Because Democrats use emotions, and they want to make women either feel bad or feel good. And Democrats are the party that's going to embrace women and embrace women's rights, even though most of what Democrats do hurts our rights. Regresses our rights back and doesn't help women move forward one single bit. And that includes
take a breath. We got to go for a break up against the hard break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Kimberly's on pause. She's going to let loose at the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I threaten to get a disco ball one of these days. We play a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire around here for some reason. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do mean it. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I'm going to get right back to my guest. I love when she's on with me, because we're both like New England rats. You know what I'm saying? You go to 100 miles an hour, we know what each other's talking about, and the rest of you, you just need to catch up or play it back on a slower speed. I don't know what to tell you. Kimberly Moran joins me, right? I mean, seriously. You join me from the New Hampshire area. Tell people how they can find your writings, see you, hear you, that kind of thing.
I am at New Hampshire Political Buzz. I talk about report on local New Hampshire news. I'm also at the Heartland Institute, the Federalist Papers Project, and Granite Rock, where I do a little bit of everything besides just New Hampshire stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I know you do. I know you do a lot of stuff that's outside of New Hampshire. I love some of the stuff that you write and put out there. But
Same Page Nation. I like to do international stuff for Same Page Nation. I find some really good stories. So I write on everything: national, local, state, and even international.
Let's get back to your women's right to vote thing, because I really, you know, you're getting hot on that, and I think people need to understand something. You know, it's not just we run around, vote for us because we're better than you. Vote for us. I know you're not a registered Republican, but I always come back to people and say, look at the real history, right? Don't just take what somebody's saying up at a podium today. What have they done in the past? What has that club they belong to done in the past? And that's, let's be honest about this. These are clubs. These aren't parties. These are clubs. So, when you look at every time, when you look at who's done what for who, it's been that core group of Republicans slash conservatives, that remnant of what's left, I suppose, that have really been interested in giving people equal rights. I mean, you're not a Republican. Am I wrong here?
No, I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent, and I've always been an independent or slash undeclared, unenrolled, whatever you want to call it, my entire life.
Uncommitted.
And
no, I'm just kidding.
Still be.
No, but I mean, what I'm more talking about, though, is that the Democrats have somehow hijacked the narrative that they're the ones that have been for the people.
I didn't get involved in politics until 2008. And the first thing I noticed when I started getting involved in researching, because it was the media's failure is why I got involved. So when I started getting involved in researching, I was shocked that all the stuff Democrats had been saying all these years, they were lying. They weren't for women's rights. They weren't for civil rights. They were the party of the KKK. They're still the party of racism today. All the things that Democrats had been saying were not true. They weren't all these things, and the Republican Party certainly wasn't those things. But they lied, and I believed them because I didn't know any better. I didn't verify. You know what really got me is why Republicans didn't fight back. Republicans, to their detriment, have always said, taken the higher road. No, we're going to take the higher road. We're not going to get down to their level. No, you get down to their level. You go in the sandbox, and you know what? When they start giving you trouble in the sandbox, you just stand here, throw it in their eyes. That's what you do. And that's why Republicans screw up, because they let the Democrats get away with throwing all this stuff against the wall, and it sticks, because Republicans never throw anything back.
No, they don't. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to stick up for themselves. I've always joked around and said, look, if the Americans back in the British War, you know, in the Revolutionary War, if they had played by the rules that the English played by, right, we'd still be a colony of England, right? Because the English were playing by proper rules, and we were playing by guerrilla warfare rules. That's why we won. The British didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know how to handle it, and I agree with you. Until we start fighting like they fight, and again, we don't have to be, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go to the point where I'm lying so much that I don't even remember what my lies are anymore.
No lying.
But
Republicans don't need to lie because they have the facts and the truth to back them up. They don't need to lie, but you need to go about it in a different way. Use emotion, flip it around. This is what I'd like to do as an activist is use the Alinsky tactics on Democrats. You flip the narrative, you flip it around, and it gets them every time. They don't know what to do with it. Their little brains spin out of control because they can't handle that. The tactics they use are being used on them, only you have facts to back you up.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Well, you know what, and we have to keep fighting, and I agree with, you know, I appreciate what you do. I love the way you fight back, and you've got that, you don't back down from anything. Hey, I got to say this, because I promised him I'd do it when we come back from the break, and we've got Jason, I'm gonna massacre his name, but it's you're going to have to sound it out for me, Jason, on Facebook, all right? But I'm going to say, he said, please say hello to my beautiful wife, Jodelyn. So, Jodelyn, your husband must love you very much because he's hopping on Facebook and telling everybody to say hi to you, to his beautiful wife. So there you go. There's a man that'll be married a long time, right, Kimberly?
That is so sweet. That's awesome.
There you go. See, now you got
the batteries in the doghouse.
you got to cut and paste that, right, and show it to your husband. Say, see, you see what men do? I'm just kidding. I don't know.
My husband puts up with a lot.
Oh, if you get this wound up when you get off the phone with somebody, the guy probably has a helmet sitting next to the chair to protect himself.
He's on my side.
No, I just mean if your hands start flaring like mine do, there's a lot happening there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, he couldn't be sitting right next to me. He would definitely get hit with my hands going.
All right. So here's another one. I'm going to ask you to reach into your crystal ball and help me with this one too. So we've got what's her name? The Clinton lady, Hillary Clinton. She's out there telling people that this whole thing with the email is done and finished with. It's just a right-wing conspiracy. People trying to get her, the whole nine yards. Now, she blamed Colin Powell for her woes, right? She said that Colin Powell encouraged her. Now, Colin Powell, who I've always had a lot of respect for, I mean, there's a couple things he's done that's made me nuts, but overall, I've had respect for the guy. He comes out and says, wait a minute, I don't know what conversation she was at. I wasn't at that one. And now Condoleezza Rice comes out and she says, Hillary's out of her mind. She was at that dinner party. Colin Powell never said anything about it.
Hillary is doing what all white Democrats do, blaming the black man.
God. Yeah, but it's like that, and it's like there is something. I've never read Alinsky's book on purpose, okay? I don't want that garbage in my head. But it's like a piece of his book that people have told me actually say, you deny. And
you repeat a lie often enough, and eventually people believe it. That's why the Democrat Party is successful, because that's what they do.
Well, most Dems will say to me, point blank, is that, they all lie. What's the big whoop? They're all a bunch of liars anyhow. It's not true. I don't believe that every politician is an out-and-out, just lying in your face all the time. I refuse to believe it.
Some of them, I believe all politicians probably say, say white lies, or tell fibs.
Oh, leave things out. They probably leave things out more than some of them I know will leave something out before they lie.
There's a big difference between a little white lie or an exaggeration than there is with the lies like Hillary Clinton and the entire Democrat Party tell. That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
And Republicans do it too. Some bad Republicans who really should just jump sides and be Democrats.
I am, as the days go on, I'm becoming less and less and less and less and less of a fan of Paul Ryan. And not because I think there's anything really wrong with him, but I see him becoming some of the comments he makes and things he's doing. I think we're about ready. I won't say ready. It looks like we're about ready to have, I'll put it that way, a more progressive wing of the Republican Party. I really have a fear that we're going to see that happen.
We already have one, and it's a failure. You know, this is why people can't just vote for whatever is running next to their name, because if you vote for that progressive Republican, you keep getting the same thing. You're rewarding any type of progressive Republican for their bad behavior, because that's all you have. And oh, they're better than the Democrat. But in reality, you keep rewarding that bad behavior, and that's what you keep getting. You don't get the good Republican in office. And I'm talking about in general. That's exactly what happens. And let the Democrat take the fall for their bad behavior, and then maybe the next time you'll get a good guy up there. But you can't reward progressive Republicans or bad Republicans by electing them back into office, because that's all you're going to keep getting. And that's one of the reasons this country has moved so far to the left, because they help.
And that's my argument with my people now. It's like, look, just to say that any R is better than a D, I don't buy into that all the time. I know some great Democrats that are, the only reason they're Democrats is because Mom and Pa were Democrats, right? I mean, that's really, like some people go to the same church for 200 years. They only go there because the family went there. But I got to tell you something. When you vote in your little communities, when you vote somebody in office, when you have somebody that you've moved from school board to water board to whatever, now they're up in Congress and they're doing the same crappy job, first of all, shame on you. Why do you move them along, number one? Number two is vote them out. You voted them in, vote them out. It's infuriating to me. You got about maybe 40 seconds. You can respond to that and then tell people how to find you.
This is why I tell people to verify who they're voting for and how they voted. It's extremely important, because you know what? This country is going really far over the cliff because we don't. New Hampshire Political Buzz, I'm on Twitter at Conservative IND. IND stands for independent, not Indiana. And I'm also at, you can find New Hampshire Political Buzz on Facebook as well.
You realize most of my listeners aren't Democrats. You don't have to explain that to them. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
I had to explain that to people in the past.
Oh. Hey, Kimberly, thank you as always. I always love when you're on with me. We have a lot of fun together. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up the next hour. We're going to talk about the similarities between Bush and Obama when it came to Louisiana. And if you think the left doesn't have it in for the Republicans, just stay away from the drink, stay away from the dope, stay away from the crack,
and I'll try to explain to you on the other side. We'll be right back.